ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
In Ireland, we have around 35 species of butterfly and over 1,500 species of moth. One Limerick man has been making breakthrough discoveries of rare species of these pollinators throughout Limerick. For this week's episode of Ours to Protect, I met with Kevin Hannan in the city to talk about his lifelong passion for documenting butterflies and moths. I began by asking Kevin how he got involved in this unusual hobby.
I kind of started into moths and butterflies about 25 years ago.
I was working in engineering all my life. I used to work in Shannon in a company called Mincon, and I used to, when I go to work in the morning, I could drop into Cratlow on the way to work, check the moth traps. If I'd work at 8, I believe in it. 6:45, spend a half an hour, 40 minutes inside doing the moth. I was doing the butterflies for a long time. I was going around the country checking them. Every time I see a butterfly, I jump out and take a picture, blah, blah. I had them all recorded everywhere and anywhere. It worked slowly then into moths. Sometimes I'd come across a big moth and I'd be looking at them. And then I realised that, you know, in Ireland we have at most, you know, on a good year, we would have maybe 34 different butterflies. I looked up the figures then. We have at least 1,500 different moths. That number recorded. We probably have another, you know, up to another 100 that we haven't recorded, but they're there. So I got my own moth traps in, and very, very lucky. I was looking someplace to put these moth traps, someplace kind of wild that I'd find moths. And I ended up going out to Cratlow, and I got the most amazing number of moths the first couple of times I was in. I was flabbergasted. So I got involved with Moths Ireland because I was sending them pictures every day of different moths. So eventually I found a moth in Cratlow that hadn't been seen since, I think, 1916. Last time he was seen in Ireland. And the name of that moth was Little Thorn. He likes a little small butterfly because he flies in the daytime as well. Other big ones I got there were, I got an orange moth, which is only seen in Killarney. Now, if you got an orange moth, he's quite a big, he's as big as a butterfly. And if you put him on an orange, you will not see him. I used to record everything then with the Biodiversity Centre in Waterford. All my records, I would send them on to those, and I'd give them the exact location of where I caught my, or where I trapped the moths. And they would, so that's all recorded, so they know exactly what I have.
Wow, and how many would you say you've recorded now?
Moths, probably 300, I suppose.
Wow.
And they're mainly the macro moths, which there's two types of moths. There's the macro and the micro. And now, mainly the big ones I was after, because it's so hard to identify a lot of the smaller ones, because they're so alike. Now, I used to avoid people that said, there's the nut with the net, looking for moths and butterflies. I used to laugh at myself, but I really, really enjoyed it, because you'd always, always get something new. There was always something new going to show up in the net, regardless. The trap is basically a bin with a lot of old egg boxes inside in it. And I'd have a blue light, an actinic light. It's a blue light, like in, you see them in the butcher shop.
Yes, yeah.
It's that the frequency of that light attracts insects. So they will come to that light and they'd go into the trap and they'd get comfortable on top of the egg boxes. I'd come along in the morning, a few would get away, but they'd be all stuck to the egg boxes. I could photograph them, write down what they were, and if I wasn't sure, take a photograph. Now, people have given out about moths a lot. We only know of one that damages claws, and he's a brown house moth. Now, there are thousands of moths there. Only one feeds on. He will come, and he will feed on cotton or wool or linen. Now, I remember a guy, a friend of mine, his suit was in the wardrobe. I went to take the suit out, the sleeve fell off it. It was sewn together with cotton thread, and it was a polyester suit. And the larva had eaten into all the cotton.
Oh no.
On the suit. You can imagine it had been in there for a long, long time, probably going to a funeral or something like that, but on his suit. And the sleeve was almost hanging off it. But the larva had eaten, that's all he had eaten, said. But it doesn't affect us much anymore, because people don't use as much wool anymore. There's a lot of synthetic fibre.
What would a moth's lifespan be like?
They say a month, but a lot of them can live an awful lot longer. And they overwinter as well. Like the butterflies, some of the butterflies, they hibernate for the winter. The moths only can they come out at night time, they overwinter as well. So they have to stay at least 12 months. Now, some of the moths will have a second generation. Like you'd have an early lot in April, May, and then you'd get another lot from the same in August, September. Now, then again, you have moths for every month of the year. You have different moths for every month of the year. You're going to get, in December, you have a December moth. He's a big furry fella, keeps it warm for the winter. Then in January, February, March, you'll have Hebrew character, clouded drab. They're the ones you get in January, February. And so forth all through the summer. You nearly tell the time of the year by what moth you have.
I wonder, what's the benefit of the moths to our environment? What do they bring?
Well, if you take the moths are at night time, they've got to survive as well. So most of them take in nectar. And they'll go to flowers at night time. And they'll pollinate the flowers at night time as well. So it's just not bees. It's all the other insects as well, like hoverflies, all the bumblebees, all the moths, the butterflies. They're, the whole lot of them, like, if you take it, and it's all through the winter as well, because, like, the bees have all hibernated. They're down for the winter. That's left to the winter moths. So there, you know, there's plants that come out in the wintertime and they flower in the wintertime. The moths, they pollinate that.
Wow. Okay, and what can people plant that would perhaps encourage...
You leave the wild things out. And okay. they do it themselves. You know, they have their own they have their own plants out in the wild. They'll do that. Garden plants really are not for moths.
Okay, so they're more the nettles and the thistles and things like
now,
that.
Now, if you take it, more than half are butterflies. Their larval food plant is the nettles.
People would associate perhaps insects with the countryside, but there's a thriving variety of insects in Limerick City.
Oh yeah, I was at home. I used to often put an old trap out in my backyard. They would be living in town all the time, off the flowers that are there, and there'd be lots of them there. I'd be going up William Street during the week, and on what used to be Newsom's window, there was a moth fluttering trying to get in the window, you know, at his own reflection. And I just stand there for a while. I didn't want people to be looking at me, and I looked at him, and I finally stopped. Mother of Pearl is his name. It's quite a big moth, and it's quite big, but he actually looks like Mother of Pearl. So I think we're going to get more and more butterflies in future years, because it's just getting warmer here in the summer, more suitable for them. So we keep an eye on it all the time, because we don't know what's coming. We just don't know what's coming. We just need more people to record what's there, because sometimes we get in a monarch butterfly, and he would be coming either from the United States or he's coming from the Canary Islands, because there's a little population in the Canaries of monarch butterflies as well. So and you get an odd one showing up in Ireland. Now, we'd often get vagrants are coming from Europe as well. They'll often get lost and they'll end up in Ireland. But people need to record them and get a picture if they can, and we'll send it off, because they don't actually live here.
If you're inspired by Kevin's recordings, check out mottsireland.com to learn more about the population and submit your own records. IrishButterflies.ie is another great resource to help identify butterflies you find and learn more about what species are exclusive to your county.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.